The residents of Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, will be staying up late Sunday night. The town's 26 registered voters will be the first in the nation to cast votes in the presidential primary, a privilege that they've enjoyed and exercised for the past 40 years. Stephen Barba is one of the elected town managers of Dixville Notch and joins us on the line. Thanks very much for being with us.
Nice to be with you.
Now, voting starts just after midnight. Do you guys always do this in a group, or do some people have to get dragged out of bed, or are there some people who don't vote at all?
Well, there are some people who will vote by absentee ballot. My daughter's a student at Rutgers, and so she's already filed her ballot. And there'll be several others of the 26 who have either chosen to do that so that they don't have to stay up late or are not going to be able to be here and wanted to make sure that their votes counted. The town has this long and wonderful reputation of having voted 100% of the population voting every time we hold one of these national primaries or elections.
And historically, Mr. Barba, as Dixville Notch goes, so goes New Hampshire or the nation or anything?
Well, I think Dixville has always been right, but most often the rest of the country doesn't agree.
Now, we should explain they don't have to vote in the Democratic primary. There's a Republican ballot, too, right?
That's right. In fact, many of the voters, we have 16 independents and 10 Republicans making up the 26 voters.
Neil Tillotson used to cast the first vote, I gather.
Yes, no one dared to compete with him. But this year we'll have to because he passed away in 2001, just short of his 103rd birthday. Mr. Tillotson was our town father, our mentor, and our leader, a wonderful person. He couldn't have chosen a better person anywhere in the country to have been privileged to cast the first ballot. I'll never forget after John McCain met him, and Mr. Tillotson asked him, well, what have you done with your life? And McCain talked about going to Annapolis and being in the service and being in a prisoner of war camp and then becoming a congressman and then a senator and chairman of the Commerce Committee. And Mr. T said to him, so you've never really had a real job.
Vote fraud a problem in Dixville Notch?
Is what?
Vote fraud. See, you're pretending you haven't even heard the phrase.
No, I've never even heard the word. It's not really a matter of for whom we vote. It's a matter that we're voting and that the rest of the world has taken a liking to watching us do this.
What's the weather like for Sunday night?
The temperatures are heading back below zero, as we understand it. So our full house of guests and all of the visitors that will be coming are going to experience a typical White Mountain chilly night.
Mr. Barba, good luck on Sunday night.
We will be there at midnight and looking forward to doing an honorable job in perpetuating this wonderful tradition.
Stephen Barba, elected town manager of Dixville Notch, New Hampshire.